From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. My co-host Michelle Norris has been in Iowa this week for the Democratic debate hosted by NPR, and she also found time for this little bit of fun.
Pressing the flesh and kissing babies, that's standard fare on the campaign trail, here in Iowa and anywhere else. But the Hawkeye State offers a couple of twists on tradition. One is that sometimes those cute, squirming babies aren't always human. Commentator Mo Rocca is with me here in Des Moines. And Mo, I take that was a piglet we just heard.
That's right, a squealing piglet, hopefully squealing with joy.
So if candidates want to connect with Iowans, in order to keep it real, I guess they have to spend time with livestock.
Well, they're all trying to pass as Iowan, or at least what they think of as Iowan. Fred Thompson, actually last August at the Iowa State Fair, was photographed holding a piglet. I don't know if he thought that was the equivalent of kissing a baby, but this is something that's likely to happen in the next few weeks in this mad dash across the state by all these candidates. They're going to run into piglets. What's the protocol? What do you do with the piglet?
So where did you go to find one of these piglets?
I went to a pig farm 75 miles outside of Des Moines to Bridgewater, Iowa, where I met Reggie and Virginie Martin, and they're hog farmers.
This is just a young piglet that we had out in the barn.
Okay.
He was born about a month ago.
Oh, so he's a month-old piglet. Does he have a name?
No, not really.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we'll call him Mo now.
I'd be quite honored. That's very nice. M.O., just to keep it really simple. You know, we see so many scenes of candidates trying to pass as Iowan, as regular people. Would you advise them to actually pick up a piglet?
If I had the opportunity, yeah. I'd say get a good feel for it. Find out what Iowa's all about.
Holding a piglet, let's just get right into it. What's the proper way to hold a piglet?
Well, you just should support him and keep him up close to you because they're pretty wiggly and they'd like to try to get away from you.
So. Okay, so cradled like a baby.
Yeah.
Almost.
You want to hold the pig?
I do want to hold the piglet, yep.
All right. Just lay him in your arms and then set him down on your lap.
All right, that was an easy transfer. I don't want to get make the tail free. All right. Is there a sound a piglet makes when a piglet's happy?
Oh, just a little grunting sound. And usually if they're real happy, their tails are curled up. But most pigs don't have tails anymore because they're in confinements. And they cut them off about right here. It's kind of hard to tell if they're happy or not when they don't have tails.
But if a piglet with a tail has its tail curled and is grunting softly, then that's a sign of approval for the candidate who's holding it.
Yeah. Now rub him behind the ears a little bit. But if he gets thrown his head around, he could catch you with a tooth.
This is great. My gosh. And your son, Carter, here is now...
Grandson.
Your grandson,
excuse me, right?
You look great.
Oh, thanks.
your grandson is petting. And this is a great moment. I feel like
he
I should run for office. Is it too late to declare?
Knows.
Something could still go wrong. Like what?
You get pooped on.
And that's a test of a future commander-in-chief's ability to deal with a crisis. What do you do when that happens?
I just wipe it off and go on.
Are you impressed by politicians who kiss piglets?
I've never seen one do it.
Oh, okay, because I've read, and maybe that's a myth then, I've read that, you know, holding a piglet, maybe even kissing them sometimes, is something that these politicians will do to try to pass as Iowan.
I think that's a slap in the face to any pig farmer or Iowan. We don't go out and kiss our pigs every day, so...
But I gotta say, that piglet's really cute.
Oh,
I
kinda
wanna kiss the piglet, but I don't want to insult you. Or the piglet.
You can kiss the piglet.
It's your piglet now because its name's Mo.
Oh, okay.
I missed that. Can you do it again? I want to take a... Hold on. I want to
take
a picture.
Okay, yeah. We should get that out
so
of the press.
So stay... Seal it.
Okay, no, it's just a quick kiss. It's just a quick kiss. Oh, okay.
He must have liked it. He quieted it right down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you're teaching us something about pigs.
I want to thank you, Reggie, Virginie, your wonderful family, and your... including your piglet, and if we can talk about joint custody maybe after this interview's over.
Sure.
All right. Okay, all right. I'm giving you back.
He's getting
back.
Mad now.
Gosh, he thinks I'm a Washington politician.
Sounds like you were having fun with your namesake.
I was having fun. And, you know, I'm not sure if the way that a pig is handled by a politician says all that much about his or her character. But I'll tell you, this piglet was so cute. If a politician didn't try to run off with the piglet, that says something bad about that candidate.
So what do Virginia and Reggie think about all those politicians showing up at their doorstep?
You know, they don't mind politicians showing up at farms for photo ops, but they'd prefer if the politicians actually make themselves useful.
Get to work.
Exactly. And they mentioned Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani both do some shoveling.
Sweat equity.
That's right.
Thank you, Mo. That was All Things Considered contributor and gentleman farmer, Mo Rocca.
So did Mo Rocca's lesson on the hog farm give him the look of a presidential candidate? You can see him holding his namesake piglet at npr.org.